But this displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry. And he prayed to Yahweh and said, "Please, O Yahweh, isn't this what I said would happen when I was back in my own country? Because this is why I was quick to run to Tarshish. Because I knew you were a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relenting from disaster. So now, O Yahweh, I beg you, take my life. It'd be better for me to die than to live." Yahweh said, "Do you do well to be angry?" Then Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there he made himself a booth and sat under it in the shade until he might see what would become of the city. Then Yahweh God appointed a vine, and it came up over the head of Jonah so that it might be shade over his head and deliver him from his discomfort. So Jonah was exceedingly happy about the vine. But at dawn the next day, God appointed a worm, and it ate the plant so that it withered. And it happened that when the sun rose, that God appointed a scorching east wind, and the sun beat on Jonah's head so that he fainted, and he requested for himself that he might die, saying, "It'd be better for me to die than to live." God said to Jonah, "Do you do well to be angry about the vine?" He said, "Yes, I do well to be angry. I'm angry enough to die." Yahweh said, "You have been concerned about the vine, for which you did not labor, nor did you make it grow. It came up in a night and perished in a night. Should I not be concerned for Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot discern between their right hand and their left, as well as many animals? Should I not be concerned about that great city?" This has been an audio recording of the Book of Jonah by Robert Turnbull from the Backyard Bard. For more information about audio recordings and biblical storytelling, go to www.thebackyardbard.com. That is www.thebackyardbard.com.